Gunner Palace. This documentary shows the daily life of the American soldiers in Iraq. Gunner's Palace is the name of a mansion that the American soldiers are using as a base. It used to belong to Hussein's son, so it was a very nice place. The title scene shows two lies that Donald Rumsfeld, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, said in a speech. One is that Iraq's stores and businesses are now open like before the invasion. The other is that the fighting is over. The rap music in the movie is original, made by the soldiers in the film. In one of the first scenes, we see the soldiers picking up a child who was causing problems in the city. The boy seems to be on drugs, probably paint thinner or glue, and is very confused. Next, we see some of the soldiers talking. They are very young and from the countryside areas in the U.S. After that, we see the soldiers on the street at night. They are very nervous because there is something on the road. It could be a bomb. After they examine it, they find out that it is only a shopping bag. The next scene shows soldiers moving an assassin to jail. The man had killed many people. After that, we see a woman learning how to fire a gun. A U.S. soldier is teaching her. The next scene shows the soldiers at an orphanage trying to help a baby who is malnourished. After that, the soldiers raid a house in order to try to catch a man who they call Number 89. The man is at home, so they catch him. Throughout the movie, you can see that the soldiers are busy doing many things and trying to stay happy, but things are getting more and more dangerous. Many of the soldiers do not understand why they are in Iraq and want to go home.